From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Well, he's back. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and he has resulted his work in the publication of more than 70 peer-reviewed and refereed articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He, of course, heads up criticalhealthnews.com, and I'll give you that toll-free number in a moment where there are humans there standing by to help you. Doc Wallach appears on the program monthly, of course, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs to give you some health information. Doc, welcome back. I hope your holidays were splendid.
Well, fabulous as usual. Thank you so much, George. You and your team, just a happy new year to you, and so proud of all the great things you do.
Hey, this story that I had about meditation and exercise reduces getting a cold or the flu. Why is that?
Well, anytime you reduce stress, your immune system flourishes. And so it's a great way to reduce stress by meditating. And so there's nothing wrong with that. And certainly avoiding the bad foods reduces stress. So anything you do to reduce stress is going to help your immune system defend you.
Throughout the night, we'll be taking your texts and tweets for Doc Wallach. Tom has that, and I've got some email questions for Doc Wallach as well. And then when we make the swing at the half here, and then next hour, we'll take your phone calls as well, anything we can do to help you. What is it about the holidays, Doc, where people you would think would be healthy, they really aren't? They don't eat right, or they eat too much, and they just don't, you know, they don't feel good. What's wrong?
Well, as you point out, when the holidays come, we're talking about Christmas and New Year's and so forth, there's a lot of stuff people don't eat very much of or drink very much of during the year, and they do a year's worth of stuff in one or two nights. And, of course, they're short on nutrients. And so your nutrients are the things that protect you, allow your liver and your heart and your lungs and your brain and your blood vessels and your kidneys and everything to function properly. And so it's kind of like putting a load on your car and not having any oil in it, or even worse yet, putting dirt from Texas in your car, hoping there's some oil in that dirt from Texas, and wondering why the engine burns up. And so we've got to really, really pay attention to what we put in our bodies from the standpoint of bad stuff, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, things like phytates, lectins, those kind of things all are very, very bad. And then, of course, we have to make sure we're getting the 90 essential nutrients. All vertebrates, whether you're a giraffe or a flamingo or a porpoise or a turtle or a fish or a human being, all vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients for optimal health and longevity, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. You cannot get them from the food anymore, so you must supplement just like you put oil in your car.
Doc, today I went to a visitation for a friend of mine who passed away over the holidays, and a really close friend. Sad, lots of people at the visitation. The funeral's tomorrow. But while I was there, a guy pulled me aside, and he said, "I just want to thank you for something." And he was all broken up, of course. And he just says, "I want to thank you for Doc Wallach, because you have helped me tremendously. I could be here right now if it wasn't for Doc." And I just wanted you to know that.
Well, I thank you for the kind words. I'm glad people are hearing that sort of thing. And, of course, we have miracle testimonies all the time. You give the body what it needs and avoid the bad stuff, you're going to have miracles.
Doc, I got an email in from Doug, and he said, "George, please ask Doc Wallach about this for me." So he's 81 years old. He's 140 pounds. He's 5'7". He's taking the brain and heart pack packs. He's been doing it for 18 months. But he's got AFib, which is the heart issue. He's been taking something called Eliquis, which he says thins his blood, but he says he doesn't know what to do because he says, "If I stop taking it, I risk a stroke. If I continue doing it, I could bleed to death. What do I do?" That's a tough one.
You know, Eliquis is a blood thinner, essentially, and doctors have it all wrong, as usual. When you have AFib, atrial fibrillation, it's not a heart problem. It's actually a back problem. You have degenerative disc disease.
It's a nerve issue, right? Isn't it a nerve issue in your spinal cord?
Exactly. You get an A+, George.
I'm learning.
Basically, what happens is you get older, you get degenerative disc disease. If you're not supplementing properly to maintain your disc, as the disc gets thinner, the vertebrae get closer together, and the first four vertebrae in your upper back, T1 through 4, thoracic vertebrae 1, 2, 3, and 4, the disc in between them, as they shrink, the vertebrae get closer together, and they smash the roots of the nerves that control the rate and rhythm of the heart. And so doctors will run up $500,000 worth of cardiac procedures when it's really a back problem. They'll implant things like defibrillators, and they will do things like ablation, where they actually kill portions of the heart muscle, and nothing happens because it's a back problem. Then worse yet, they actually kill you. It's called a retroversion, where they electrocute you to death, hoping to reboot the electrical system of the heart. And that's not going to work because it's a back problem. Then they say, well, you know, we've done all the defibrillators and all this stuff, and we've given you the ablation and the retroversion. The only thing we have left for you is a heart transplant. They run up $450,000 to $500,000 worth of procedures for the heart.
Jeez.
When all they really need to add to his program, he just needs to add a couple of products to his program to support maintenance and repair of the disc between the vertebrae. Even at his age, the oldest person I've been able to do this with was 102 years old, and you can actually regrow their disc within 3 to 6 months, and the AFib goes away because the pressure on the roots of those nerves that control the heart rate and rhythm are happy.
That's pretty dramatic, Doc, isn't it?
Well, it is very dramatic, and of course we do this literally. We're in 50 countries. We deal with thousands of people a month with this problem. Because if you're not taking the supplements to maintain your disc, they get thinner, they shrink, you shrink, and as a result, the vertebrae get closer together, and you get smash the roots of those nerves. They then cause problems with the heart. You get things like bladder problems, urgency, and so forth. If you're a male, the doctor says, oh, you have a prostate problem. If you're a female, they can't say that, so they oh, we got to take your bladder out and, you know, just get your ureters from your kidneys to go directly to the outside and all that kind of stuff, when really it's a back problem. So again, people his age, he should be taking some vitamin D3. We have capsules and spray. Either one, he should take six of those capsules a day or six sprays of the spray. He could take the MSM, which is a sulfur compound that's just your disc craves this stuff. They could take six of those tablets today, is one bottle a month, and just in weeks or a month or so, the AFib will go away.
That's amazing work. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. When we take the break, we will come back and begin your phone calls, and we'll take calls next hour as well. And we do this as a service to you, to help you out, to give you a little information to just better yourself. I can't believe, Doc, how many people have, no matter what age, have some kind of health issue with them. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Well, it is, George, and of course the reason is all vertebrates, again, and this is why my thesis for my 20,000 autopsies is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. What I learned was that every vertebrate, whether you're a flamingo or a porpoise or a human being or a fish or a turtle or a giraffe, every vertebrate, including human beings, require these 90 essential nutrients. They're not your food. Plants only need 3 to make good seeds for the next generation. Vertebrates require 60. So you're eating very well. You think you're eating very well, eating fresh vegetables and fruit and nuts and grains and so forth. You're 57 short. And so you have to supplement, and we learned this. Remember, I'm a veterinarian as well as a primary care physician.
That's true. Absolutely.
And in veterinary medicine, we don't have health insurance, so we give the animals these 90 essential nutrients because we don't have insurance. Otherwise, a dozen eggs would cost you $25 just to pay for the health insurance for animals. So we've eliminated 900 different diseases in animals with nutritional support. I took the concept and created a program for humans for 900 different diseases.
That is amazing, Doc. Amazing indeed. Doc Wallach, and here's that toll-free number I was going to give you again, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. That's not to get on the show. That's for people who are there to help you, to give you more information on some of the questions you might have. And, of course, Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. How many years you've been doing this now, Doc?
Well, it actually started when I was 9 years old, so 70 years, George.
9 years, not bad at all. Well, stick with us, Doc. And, folks, if you need to email me, that's george@coasttocoastam.com. If you have a question for Doc Wallach, you can do that. We also will take your text and tweets from here on throughout the next hour and a half. Tom will be doing that with us as he pops on. And you can also follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. And again, the email address for me is george@coasttocoastam.com. We are with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. The number to call to get information, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. We'll be back to take your calls with Doc Wallach and also next hour as well. Tom will also take your text and tweets. Couple live shows coming up, Everett, Washington, and Columbus, Ohio. I don't have to say next year anymore. It's this year, and I'm on two sold-out shows. Of course, we're going to announce more later on in the year all over the place. But Everett, Washington, Saturday, March 23rd. Come on out to the historic Everett Theater. Pick up your tickets now before the good seats are gone. But you know what? There are good seats everywhere in that theater. It's a big theater. But pick them up now so you can at least get your choice of where you want to sit. Just go to events at coasttocoastam.com or the highlight reel. You will click that, and it'll take you to the Everett Theater with a direct link, and you can get your tickets that way. We've got a meet and greet, music, great guests, by the way. If you don't have a computer, don't fret. We have a phone number for you to call, the Everett Theater at 425-258-6766, 425-258-6766. Then, of course, Columbus, Ohio on May 11th as we celebrate the Mother's Day weekend. Come on out to our live show there. You know how to get the tickets, events, or the carousel reel at coasttocoastam.com. But there's a phone number for the Lincoln Theater in Columbus, Ohio. That is 614-469-0939, 614-469-0939. And welcome back. Dr. Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll get to your calls, and we'll take calls next hour as well. Tommy tells me the phone lines are ringing off the hook. Doc, quick question in from Jimmy about his wife. He says, Doc, my wife has COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's the same thing that Art Bell had from years of smoking. What do you recommend for her?
Okay, well, George, the lungs produce a hormone. It's called, as part of the prostaglandin group. It was first discovered about the same time they discovered hormones from the prostate gland. So they put it in the prostaglandin group. But the lungs produce this hormone, which dilates the bronchi, the airways, letting more air in, more air out, which is the problem with COPD, obstructive pulmonary disease. I've had people call me at 1 o'clock in the morning. Their doctors told them they just had weeks to live, and in 24 hours, they were perfectly normal. And what I do is I have them get rid of all the bad stuff, all the inflammatory stuff. And this is goes for everybody, for every health problem. No fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meats, that kind of stuff.
That seems to be the first thing you attack, is
That's
it?
Right. You have to get rid of the bad stuff that are causing inflammation. And that includes oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, no mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils, all that's got to go. And then you got to get rid of the glutens, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You got to get rid of things like phytates and lectins, which bind on to nutrients. They cause damage to your intestines, reduce absorbability. And then you have to supplement properly. And, of course, when you have COPD, asthma, these types of things, you want to take, or even cystic fibrosis where you have lung disease, you want to take what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, because it has the EFAs and EFA pluses from plant sources and from fish oils, and they're in soft gel capsules, and they've had nitrogen passed through them, so they don't oxidize. They don't become trans fats or heterocyclamine. They don't cause inflammation. And then I like to throw in, for the lungs, I also like to throw in some extra of the antioxidants, things that are going to reduce inflammation, things like our Z radical, Z like zebra dash radical, R, Cell Shield, RTQ, R for resveratrol, T for turmeric, Q for quercetin. And this reduces all the inflammation, allows the body to make those hormones, and, of course, it doesn't hurt to throw in 3 eggs twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. Soft yolks, George, we're talking soft scrambled in butter, absolutely soft boiled with soft yolks, soft poached with soft yolks. And the cholesterol is, again, one of the raw materials the lungs need to make these hormones. And again, people who are told by their doctors they only have weeks to live, in 24 hours their lungs are perfectly normal, and the doctors just scratch their heads because they don't realize it's a nutritional problem. And so you give the nutrients, stay away from the bad stuff, maximize absorption, it all goes away.
And stop smoking.
Well, yeah, of course, that's one of the bad things. You're exactly right, George. You get an A+, sir.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Giovanna in Button Willow, California. Hi, Giovanna. Welcome to the program. Happy New Year.
Hi, George. Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Doc Wallach, thank you so much for all your product. I have a lot of success stories from your stuff, but my question for you is, what causes chronic dry eye in dogs? And I already have the Arthrodex, but what else can I do?
Okay, well, dry eyes in human beings or dogs is caused by a osteoporosis of the skull, causing a squeezing of the cranial nerves, which tell the tear glands to work properly.
Huh.
Okay. So
you get an A-plus on that one, Doc.
And so that's dry eyes in both animals and people. You can actually, for the comfort of the dog, you can get the artificial tears in any pharmacy, you know, just over-the-counter stuff. Just put the drops in the dog's eyes two or three times a day. It'll work for humans. It'll work for the dogs. But to get rid of the problem, the Arthrodex is one scoop for 25 pounds of body weight. So if the dog weighs 50 pounds, it'd be two scoops. If the dog weighs 18 pounds, they give it one scoop of the Arthrodex. Throw in three of the EFAs twice a day for 50 pounds of body weight. And then, again, I would throw in the MSM, three of those tablets a day. So one bottle is going to last you 2 months, the MSM tablets. You can grind them up and put them in the dog food. They're designed to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. Here it comes, disc between the vertebrae and the bone matrix and bone itself. And then I would also throw in the vitamin D3, three of those a day. The bone will grow back. It'll release the pressure on those cranial nerves, and the tear glands will start working again.
Interesting. Giovanna, how do you know your dog has dry eyes? How can you tell?
I've taken her to the vet already, and they've done the little strips. She also has, like, a cloudy appearance over her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They're still moist, but you can tell. And they said it's not cataracts. It's not degenerative eyes or whatever, but they said it was chronic dry eye. And they gave me some gel ointment to put on top of it. They say they use it for like a chemo kind of treatment for her eye, and it didn't do anything.
You got to work on that skull, open up those tunnels that the nerves go through. And when you have osteoporosis of the skull, contrary to what people think, the bones actually get thicker of connective tissue, trying to maintain strength as the minerals go away. And so that extra connective tissue plugs up the tunnels that these cranial nerves come through. And when you give all the right vitamin D3 and the extra minerals, the tunnel opens up, takes the pressure off the nerve, they start making their own tears again.
Doc, do animals, like humans, get cataracts?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, it's caused by free radical damage to the very, very delicate protein in the lens of the eye. And so giving dogs table scraps, particularly oils that have been heated up, fried foods, those kind of things, are very, very bad for them. And, of course, this is what causes cataracts in people, too, the inflammation causing free radical damage to that really, really delicate protein in the lenses of the eyes.
Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Let's go to first-time caller Craig in Whiting, Indiana. Hi, Craig. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, George, you made my New Year. I have been trying to get a hold of you and Dr. Wallach for a long time.
Well, let's see if we can help you.
I'm a little nervous now, okay?
All right,
Doc Wallach, I got a couple questions. I got an enlarged prostate. Okay, they did a PSA test that came back negative, all right? Also, I got blood sugar. They told me I was a diabetic. I just had that done, and my blood sugar was 240.
Okay, it's pretty high. It should be below 100.
That's mm-hmm. high.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. And then the third health issue I have is I got stomach ulcers. They did a colonoscopy last week. They thought maybe I had stomach cancer. No stomach cancer, no polyps. He said I have stomach ulcers.
Okay, did they determine that from the top or an x-ray? Or because you can't tell a stomach ulcer from a colonoscopy. That's going up the wrong end.
Oh, really? Well, they did endoscopy, too.
Okay, so they did that from the top, too. Okay, good.
Top on down. And let me ask you, Craig, as Doc Wood, how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'6", and I normally weigh about 180, but, you know, I've been having some health issues. I'm down to, like, 171 now.
Okay. Go ahead,
all
Doc.
Right. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm sure that for stomach ulcers, usually if you have true stomach ulcers, are caused by a bacterial infection called Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori. And they would give you an antibiotic for that. And, of course, I would encourage you to take that antibiotic because it'll kill that bug. And then what you want to do at your body weight, that would take, you know, get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and the glutens, wheat, bran, ran, oats, and lectins and phytates, which includes things like almond milk and stuff like that. Got to get rid of that kind of thing. And then at your body weight, I would go ahead and take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. That's going to give you all 90 essential nutrients in optimal amounts. But then because you have stomach issues, I would throw in the Ultimate Digestive Pack, okay? I'd go ahead and take two of those per month so you can take a full dose of everything twice a day, okay, of the digestive enzymes and so on. I would also, then because you have some sugar issues, I would get three of the Sweeties twice a day. That's two bottles a month. Are you on medication yet for the diabetes?
I'm sorry, Craig, go ahead.
Oh, he put me on metformin.
Okay.
Metformin for the diabetes, I guess.
And so what I would do then is go ahead and take the three Sweeties, three at breakfast, three at dinner time. That's two bottles a month. And what that will do is begin to help your body maintain healthy blood sugar levels. And remember, your blood sugar levels is not the disease. It's actually a deficiency of a nutrient that results in the body not being able to listen to the insulin your body's producing. So they're saying, well, you're not making enough insulin. That's why you're not responding. No, the mineral that's necessary to make the connection between your insulin and your cell walls is missing. And so the Sweeties has that in there. And you take three of those twice a day. Take your fasting blood sugar every morning before you medicate yourself with a metformin. And as your blood sugar drops, and it will, what you want to do is begin to reduce your medication, as your doctor said. As your blood sugar goes lower, you need less medication. If you're naughty and eat something with carbohydrates or sugar in it, your blood sugar goes up, you need more medication, just as your doctor told you. And so the prostate, I would throw in what we call ProstFX. It's a group of herbs. Take three of those twice a day. And it's designed to support healthy size and function of the prostate. I'd also throw in three eggs twice a day, soft yolks, because you want to make plenty of hormone, okay, testosterone. And, of course, also I would throw in the Zera test, X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T. Take two or three of those twice a day, and your Sertoli soils will be overjoyed, make plenty of testosterone. Your prostate will be happy, and you will be happy.
I love it. What, without trying to be spiritual on you, Doc, what is it about this planet, this God-given planet, that allows us to have plants and herbs and things like that for medicinal purposes to fight all these diseases? It's amazing.
Well, it is amazing. And, of course, you know, as you say, you go back to the Old Testament, the good Lord put Adam in the place that had everything in it he ever needed for anything. And plants do have a capacity to make substances that relieve symptoms, reverse problems. And, of course, sometimes this occurs when plants grow in a certain place. A plant growing in one place can heal you. That same exact plant species growing in another place can't, because in the place where it'll heal you is sucking up a nutrient that's in the soil specifically, that due to that, you know, that plant specifically will suck it up if it's in the soil.
Yep.
So it's a combination of a carbon compound the plant is making by taking carbon dioxide out of the air, as well as it living in a place. And one of the things I put in my presentation for this year is I have maps of the continental United States showing the place where that, even for cardiovascular disease, obesity, cancer, where those diseases occur in the highest concentrations, and we know the nutrient content of the soil and the deficiencies in the soil in those areas, and we explain those things.
Well, and I'm told that the folks on the other end of the phone are taking notes, listening to you, Doc, tonight. So whenever you say something, they're taking notes about it to help people who call. And that number is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. As I said, we take text and tweet questions as well. Tom is the master of those. What do you have for Doc, Tom?
Hey, Doc, this is from Sharon in Tucson, Arizona. I drink a lot of iced tea and have recently decided to stop using sugar. My friend recommended erythritol. Does Doc know what that is and if it's healthy?
I'm not familiar with, I'm assuming erythritol is a brand name of something. I'm not familiar
Sounds
with
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, and so I apologize for not knowing about that. But blood sugar, again, we're talking about blood sugar, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, well, blood sugar issues type 2 diabetes, which make up 98% of the diabetic population, are due to a simple deficiency.
It's like saccharin, by the way, Doc.
I'm sorry?
It's like saccharin or something like that.
Okay, yeah. That's and, of course, that's treating a symptom. It's giving you sweetness without sugar, and so it's going to help you reduce your blood sugar by taking in less sugar. But it doesn't deal with the real problem, which is a deficiency of a single nutrient. Now, you can tell this from the Pima Indians. 90% of the Pima Indians are in Mexico. The same genetic group, Pima Indians, 10% are in Arizona. The ones in Mexico have the lowest rate of diabetes in the world. The same genetic group of people in Arizona have the highest rate in the world. That's because the ones in Mexico are getting something in their food the ones in the States aren't getting. Of course, we know what it is, and that's what's in our Sweeties. It's a very unique product, and it's one of those things that if you avoid the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and also if you have a sugar problem, you want to avoid sugars, things like honey and molasses and maple syrup and agave syrup and that kind of stuff, all those things and fruit juices, that all has to go. You can get the same nutrients from vegetables that you would from fruit without the sugar issue. And then you throw in the 90 essential nutrients with a little bit of extra of that secret sauce, which is in the Sweeties. And that's the thing that's missing. And we used to tell people what it was, and they would buy that one nutrient, and it wouldn't work. Because you need the cofactors.
You need the package.
You need the cofactors. Just like you can eat 5 tons of beta carotene a day. You can eat all the yellow vegetables and orange stuff you want, and you won't get any vitamin A unless you take the cofactors to convert.
Exactly. I mean, the one ingredient you got to have because that's the catalyst for all this.
Yeah.
But you got to have the rest to round it out.
You have to have the 90.
That's true. With those of you who experimented with these supplements and these herbs, was it trial and error, or how did you go about it for, let's just say, you know, lowering glucose levels? How many times did you have to practice before you said, aha, eureka, we got it?
Well, basically what we did was observe areas where they didn't have diabetes, okay? And we did hair analysis on them. And both, you know, all vertebrates, whether they were a goat or a human being, or a crocodile, it didn't matter. And what we found out was that all vertebrates, if they're deficient in that one nutrient, they will get diabetes.
Interesting.
All vertebrates. And that's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. 20,000 autopsies, George.
You should get a Nobel Prize for science, for crying out loud.
Well, I was nominated a couple of times, so I'm very proud of that. And, of course...
But your accolade, Doc, is when you help people, because I see it on your face.
That's right. That's exactly the thing that makes me the most proud. When I get testimony, people say, my mom had 18 diseases, she was going to 14 specialists and taking 6 medications and getting worse, and just in 2 weeks of getting off all the bad foods and taking the 90 essential nutrients, she's a new woman. That's the thing that makes me the happiest.
Doc Walliff from CriticalHealthNews.com. Those of you on hold, just stay there because right at the top of the hour, we will come back with an hour of phone calls. So those of you, and I know we've got a couple truck drivers out there, just keep driving and keep it on speaker for a while. And we'll get to you with Doc Wallach. And this is a service he provides for us, donates his time to us once a month, along with Pharmacist Ben. But you love the show anyways, Doc, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
My friend.
And so we're just so proud of all you do, George, and we can't thank you enough for spreading the message.
Doc Wallach, CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the phone number, 1-855-949-RADIO. We will be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with an hour of calls. And later on tonight, we will talk about karma.